Well, if there is any difference, I would say the whipping was the worst of the two.
And you say the woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you say she's...
raised them.
Okay. And the boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose. You say that he, what, his father?
Takes after his daddy.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Acts like his daddy.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say she's...
pregnant.
Any other names for that? When you were growing up, did the word pregnant sound sort of bad to you?
Well, you never heard it much. Now, my youngers, they know what it is, you know. I didn't, I guess, until I was, you know. Oh, I can't really remember. Probably in school.
Uh-huh. What did people used to say if they didn't say pregnant?
Gonna have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Any joking ways of saying that or sort of vulgar ways?
Not that I recall.
What about if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby?
Midwife. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear her called a granny?
Yeah, I think. No, that's not, that's uh-huh. old back, before my time.
What people would?
Well, I'm sure my parents were helped by midwives or grannies, but I wasn't, and you know, my children weren't, so.
Do you think they still have midwives in the area?
Yeah.
Oh,
in Cedar Key?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I don't remember anybody ever being born in Cedar Key in my time.
Uh-huh. What about just in the camp?
The reason I said yes, I was just reading an article about them coming back, you know, but being taught mm-hmm. and things like that by doctors and nurses. Maybe in rural areas. Yeah. Rural areas. Shh. Go on out, quick. Lisa, where are you going? All right.
What about the child that's born to a woman that's not married?
The child?
Uh-huh.
You mean the term? Illegitimate?
Any other terms?
Well, bastard. But I see this a lot here in Cedar Key, but nobody ever terms it bastard or even... you rarely hear the discussion illegitimate. I mean, it's just... change of the times, I guess. It's just an accepted thing.
Do you ever hear the term woods cult or bush child or
no.
anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
And your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
orphan?
Okay. And the person appointed to look after the orphan would be its legal...
guardian.
And... do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around and say, this town is full of my...
kinspeople?
Okay.
Let's see, how would I say that? Kinfolk.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've even ever used that. Kinpeople. That's my big expression, my kinpeople. Yeah. Yeah.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looked a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
relation.
And
we're no kin. We're no relation.
Someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word
foreigner?
Uh-huh.
No.
You don't use that word?
No. I mean... yes, I would use it, but not to describe a person.
How would you use it?
I think I would just say stranger,
mm-hmm.
regardless. Not that there's anything wrong with the word foreigner, but to me it sounds like it's a little bit of a word that you would use with a feeling of prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hesitate to use it because I go out of my way not to act that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that would be the reason I wouldn't use it, not that, you know.
Yeah,
it's because...
a woman who conducts school would be called...